USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Between 8,000 and 12,000 shipping containers carrying medical supplies to various parts of the United States are on delay of up to 37 days due to ongoing transportation congestion. That's according to new data from the Health Industry Distributors Association. They say medical supplies that arrived at a U.S. port on Christmas Day won't be delivered to hospitals until February 2022. A House Democrat slammed Vice President Kamala Harris as uninterested and uncooperative on the border crisis. Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas, whose district covers nearly 200 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border, told the New York Times he has been disappointed by his interactions with Harris, who was tasked by President Biden with addressing the migrant border crisis. Vice President Harris on CBS News Sunday defends her actions.
I'm Vice President of the United States. Anything that I handle is because it's a tough issue, and it couldn't be handled at some other level.
USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas next month is where the latest and greatest electronics for the next year will be displayed. Several companies have now pulled out of the convention over fears of Omicron.
More and more companies have decided they will not be represented in Las Vegas, at least not firsthand, at the Consumer Electronics Show next month. Microsoft now the latest to say it will only participate in the CES remotely without any physical presence because of the concerns about the rise of the fast-spreading Omicron coronavirus. Virus variants. Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and many other big companies have bowed out already. Before the Friday report that Microsoft will be at the CES only remotely, Consumer Electronics Show officials saying last week the event will still go on, though. It's scheduled on January 5th through the 8th with vaccination requirements, masking, and COVID-19 tests available for in-person participation. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An off-duty New York cop was shot and killed at a club in New York City last week. The suspect was later pulled over in a New Jersey traffic violation, and although New Jersey police ID'd the vehicle as the one involved in the triple shooting, new police reforms allowed the suspect to walk free. Fairview, New Jersey Police Chief Martin Kahn on Fox News vents his frustration.
The suspect did come through our jurisdiction. My officer made an excellent stop here. The stop had nothing to do related with the actual shooting, believe it or not. It was for motor vehicle infractions. But throughout the investigation, it was determined that the vehicle came back as a wanted vehicle, wanted in the shooting out of New York City. We did everything we could on our end. But the policies that are in place in New York, it's a shame what's going on over there with Mayor de Blasio and his policies and the upper echelon of the NYPD following his policies and not sticking up for the officer on the street. It's making it harder for us to do our jobs out there every single day. They alerted us. We had them stopped. We had them, like I said in a previous article, we had them gift wrapped for them, suspects in the shooting, and we were told to let them go because they did not have enough cause to keep them. It's a shame because now there's, a shooter on the loose, and the resources alone that are being used now to play catch up and try to find this guy is beyond me.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.